You're listening to a Mixy ASMR Patreon exclusive. Enjoy the audio. I feel so drained. Why do I feel like this? What happened? Man, there's nothing in my records about this, about my memories or anything. Who is it? Oh, come in, the door's unlocked. So good to see you again, apprentice. You have something for me? What is it? I didn't send you on a quest. The location. You really got them? I don't know how you pulled that off, but that's simply lovely. Now, come. We have much to discuss regarding this. Hand me that folder you have. It looks like you've brought me quite the present. You really have them all? Are all the artifact locations and descriptions in here? Stars above, that's insane. I really owe you for this. Wait, wasn't this folder locked up and guarded by the Grand Sorceress? They said they didn't want anyone getting their paws on these locations because of the past. Forget it. You've done a wonderful thing here today. Here's your payment, even though none was previously discussed. This is just unprecedented. I have something else for you as well, but let's discuss things first. As you may know, there are 9 precious gems of Mixlandia. Each of these artifacts can boost some aspect of a person's power while in said person's possession. To activate the powers of these artifacts, they must be inserted into the Eternal Glove to function. Here's the thing, I don't have it. It was stolen from me by a woman with purple hair, and it was so late in the night, all I saw was a flash of violet and it was over. She was gone, wind blowing into my cabin, door wide open. I didn't chase after her because I was so disoriented, so tired. I think she put a spell on me that night, and she was gone before I could do anything. I still don't feel good. I feel like I've been practically stripped of my magic. But it's okay, though. You've brought me exactly what I need. Being an archmage, I can make a version of the Eternal Glove, but it would be extremely unstable. I need a few things for it, and I don't have any of them right now. I used most of my supplies on a different project. With that being said, though, we can probably just get these materials again. I need this purple-haired woman to stay away from me. I have suspicions of who she is, and I don't want to be involved with her right now. She's powerful. Anyways, there is a specific order we need to get these gems. We can get 2 of them without harnessing any of the artifact's powers, but after those 2, the others are going to require spells and abilities from the gems to access. I may even be able to use the little bit of magic I have left to get a 3rd, but I'm so weak and drained. I don't know what she cast on me. We should focus on this one first. It's located just south of here in Riverside Plains. Wait, Riverside Plains? That's weird, so close to my house? All this time, there's been a precious artifact basically in my... You know what? This is all so exciting. I only knew the powers these gems had. I never knew the history behind each of them. The Vitality Gem, created by Ninthius, says it can control natural life. But what about natural life? Does that mean it can grow plants, trees, animals? That doesn't exactly clarify anything for me. Regardless, this should be our first task. We need to get this artifact before she can, and I fear it won't be long. We're on a clock here. You want to go with me? Why? It's so dangerous out there. Why wouldn't you just want to stay back at the cabin and practice? You could be killed, cursed, hexed. You really want to go? You're not going to stop fighting me, are you? Nope, yep. See, that's what I figured. Do you have everything you need? Potions, spell books, water, materials, all of it, apprentice? Great. Before we set off on this grand journey, there is one thing I need to tell you. I'm not gonna lie, during wizard studies and teaching you, I can't help but notice you over there trying to hide that package when it starts to harden. I've always been intrigued. Do you mind if I touch? No? Excellent. I know some tricks to make you feel amazing. Consider this your second reward along with those gold coins I gave you. I like to think I'm pretty good with my hands. How do you think I got so good at the hand motions to cast certain spells? Do you want this archmage to make you feel real good? Like you just had an erotic spell cast on you by Aphrodite herself? Oh, don't worry. I won't use any magic. I don't need it to do what I do. These paws are magical enough. Let me just... apply some of this. Now. Slowly just... Does that feel good? Feeling your beautiful shaft in my hands feels amazing. Oh. You have no idea how badly I've wanted to do this. But now you deserve it. Completing such a quest that you weren't even assigned. Such a good apprentice. And now, for being such a good apprentice, you get a nice little reward. I know that feels good. Slow down. Can't have you coming too quickly now, can we? Okay. So I'll slow down. Just add some twists to my fingers and my motions. What you've done today is absolutely the best thing I could hope for. I don't have time to do much else other than this for you right now. But know that there is more where this came from. Feels so good in my hand. feel my fur brushing up against you. That's a good apprentice. Now, what do you say we speed things up a bit? We are on a time crunch after all. So, do you want to come? Come on. Me. Oh, come hard for me. Paint my pretty face. Paint me with your beautiful wizard apprentice. Come. Come on. Come on. Come for me. Come. You taste good too. More where that came from. Come on. We have no time to waste. Fuck. Tastes so good. So good.